Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's good? We're back again on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. I'm your host, Crazy Mo Blood, being on with my co-host, Miss Kimmy Simone.
How y'all doing out there, Put 'Em On Blast Radio fans?
It's all good, and it's all love. Everybody got all love. Much love from Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em On Blast Radio all the way around all four corners. And I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in tonight, all the fans, all the supporters, all the love, all the sponsors, everybody. You know, we've been doing this for a minute, and we just want to give love to everybody. And tonight, as you know, tonight's the music industry discussion, live with Madman from UNG Records, and it's all good and it's all love. And tonight we're going to be talking about, you know, what would you do if they just stopped the music industry for hip-hop? If they took away rap music, banned it, all that, what would you do? How would you respond? And right now, we're going to take a caller right now and get into our topic of the night and see what's good. So right now, say what's up to everybody on Put 'Em On Blast Radio.
Yo, what up, Put 'Em On Blast? This is MC's homie Madman.
What's good, Madman?
Madman, Madman!
Hey,
all good.
Chilling, man.
All love. You got much left from Raw Dog Music on Put 'Em On Blast Radio.
For sure, Put 'Em On Blast.
That's what's up. And I was just telling everybody tonight's music industry discussion going to be about, you know, what would you do if the industry took away hip-hop, if they banned hip-hop, what would you do? So I'm saying, what would your options be? You know, so my take on that, which is putting them on blast radio, which is why we call it Put 'Em On Blast Radio, you know, is that what I would do personally is get into some other things while you were ahead. See what I'm saying? Learn different objects. That's why all the rappers we had in interviews on our show, they all try to tell everybody, you know, you need to do something else besides rapping. Because rapping, it's going to play out after a while. After so long, you know, it's going to play out. It's going to die down a whole lot. And there ain't going to be no money around, so you need to do something different. So when you do something different, you know, get behind the scenes. See what I'm saying? Go start designing, making beats, or go learn to film a movie, be a movie director, learn to be a writer, you know, or do something, start your own companies and stuff, start your own businesses, get into some things. You know, that's what, you know, that's what my take is, and that's what other people's take is on it. And if they take away the industry, that means money stops, people's lifestyles stop. See what I'm saying? Because people's living off of record companies paying for their lifestyles, for those big fancy houses and the cars and the jewels and the clothes they wearing, all above. You know, and if the music industry stops, the money stops, the houses leave. The girls leave, everything leave, your fame leave. So only thing you got left is what? If you ain't strong enough and you don't know that, the only thing you're going to do is do, you know what, just waste your life away. Because, you know, most people don't know how to manage money the right way. If you don't know how to manage money, by the time your career ends, you know, you just broke and don't know where to stop. Now you're back on rock bottom. So I don't know, but what is your take on that? If the industry just took away, wiped out hip-hop, banned hip-hop, banned it where you can't even sell hip-hop, you can't even get a rap show nowhere. See what I'm saying? You can't do none of that. What would you do? What is your take on that, man?
In reality, it's going down like that right now. You know, artists have they have a cool run, and all of a sudden, when it's over with, they wake up and they don't have a deal no more. They back in no man's land. You know what I'm saying? So, on the reality tip, that's going with that one right there. You know, what would I do without music? Man, that's a deep thought. You know what I mean? Because music's been around since the beginning of the time, and it's a part of our soul. No matter what you're doing, music roaming through your head, all of that, you know what I mean? So it's kind of hard to say what I wouldn't be doing, but, like, I agree with you, though, you know what I'm saying? Be prepared, you know, have your thing together so you'll be, you know, ready for the future. You know, right about now, in this day and time, I think all the youth, even the older people, stay on the computers, man, learn about the computer game, get something going with that, because everything's going to be technology in the future. It is now, you know, and it's going to be even more worse in a minute. They phones clicking together, getting everybody information, you know. It's going wild, you feel me?
Yeah, that's crazy, you know, and people don't understand that. That's why we try to tell everybody, you got to learn something different. Start while you're ahead. While you're in the industry, you need to use that money that you have, you know, and do something different. You ain't got no choice but to. You have to, you know, but most people, like I said, they don't. They just party it away, live the fast life, you know, or wind up in jail doing something stupid. You know, it is what it is. I just don't understand that. And the youngsters need to take heed while they ahead, while they trying to get into the industry. I think they need to just be learning how to just do the paperwork, the background, do everything else, do the main stuff. Do that first. Then show your talent. Then come out and show your talent that you can rap or you can sing or whatever it may be. I think that's what should happen. You know, do your paperwork first. Learn the aspects of music first. Don't just get into it because you think it's easy. You can just jump in the studio, record, make some stuff down, then it's done, and then just sell it. You know, it's not that simple. So I'm saying you need to learn the whole aspects of music before they really start trying to get in the studio and recording anything. You know, and then learn to work on their craft, their writing skills, or their freestyle skills. And that, then after that, then pursue the studio and recording and all that. But along, once you get to the recording and all that, at least you already got, you already know the aspects of music, you know, the background, you know, the ins and outs, you know, you already got the paperwork done, you're publishing your copyrights, trademarks, you got all this stuff done already. And it's just, you know, it's just being smart. That's all it is. That's what I think. You know, that's just what I call it. I don't know.
That's
it's
deep.
All good.
You know what I'm saying? When you think about it, hey, what you're saying is deep, because, like, they can end Facebook tomorrow. Facebook, Twitter, bam, over with tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? It's like that in the NBA right now, you know. You know, they had Shaq play for the Lakers. Nobody thought that up. Next thing you know, Shaq was traded. LeBron traded. People's career come to an end with the quickness, you know what I'm saying? People always say, the world going to come to an end. It's going to be the last day on earth. The last day on earth, in my opinion, is when you pass on, you know what I'm saying? So I compare the game to that right there. Like I said, you have a 5-year deal, 2-year deal, 4-album deal, or whatever. And when it's over with, if you didn't keep your buzz going, create some new projects and really get out there and stay active, do some movies or whatever, you know, get them up, you know, write some plays, books, you know, series, TV series appearances and all that. You know, if you didn't do none of that, you're going to be basically flat and, you know, your career going to be over and you're going to be scrounging for dollars trying to figure out where it's at, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of doing that, you know what I'm saying? Music is over. You know, I ain't going to say it's over, you know what I'm saying? We still pumping, it's in the movies. You know, people still driving and hearing it in the eye, you know, in the phones and everything. But they basically taken a lot of the game away where it's getting close to what we're talking about tonight. What if they did take your Facebook page away, where you promote your music at the most, you know what I mean, and take your music offline? You ain't on iTunes no more.
That's crazy. Because once they get ready to ban music like that where you can't put it online at all, now the internet is the biggest market, distribution music market for everybody's music. That's the easiest way and quickest way to get your music out to anybody in the world right now is through the internet. That's why the CD stores are falling off. See what I'm saying? If you go to a CD store, you know, the CD you're looking for might not be in there, then the store got to get on the internet, or they got to go somewhere and they got to order it, then you got to wait for it to come. But if you're online, if you got an internet like we do now, all you do is just get on there, type in the name, CD thing pop up, bam, you get on there and it might be on YouTube or CD Baby or one of these sites, and, you know, and then you get it real quick, pay your little money, bam, you got it, just that quick, push of a couple buttons. You know, but if they take all that away, what you got? You got nothing. So I'm saying you got nothing. But right now, we're going to get into one of these callers and see what's good and see who's on the thing. Say what's good. You live or put them on Blast Radio.
What's up with it?
What's up with the caller? Who is this? Say your name.
Yeah, man, it's the Drunken Master from Fresno, California.
That's what's up with it. Drunken Master. You got much flash from Raw Dog Music and put them on Blast Radio. Say what's up to Madman.
What's up with it, man, man? You know what I mean?
What up,
he is the guy that be drunker than the average one.
I hear you, big homie. What you got going for tonight, man? You calling in, man? What you got to say, man? You know what I mean? We got the show jumping off about, you know, artists. Are you an artist?
Oh, man, off top, man, on my mother and them.
All right, now, in your career right now, how would you feel if, you know what I'm saying, you woke up tomorrow and they say, look, no more hip-hop jumping off?
No more hip-hop. I don't do hip-hop. I make drunken music, so I don't fit in that criteria.
Are you do drunken music?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, explain to the world what drunken music is. I know what it is.
Okay.
Explain to some people like that might
okay.
not know what it is.
Okay, well, man, long story short, man, drunken music, man, that is another form of how the fuck I feel and what the hell I did that night before when I was loaded, a.k.a. If you up after 12, you on two or three of them drugs I'm rapping about. That's drunken music.
I got you. Tell everybody where they can get some music at so we can hear some of that drunken music and we can find out what you got going.
Okay, well, at this particular moment, you can check the nigga out on SoundCloud.com. You know what I mean? Hands Down Entertainment. You feel me? You can look up Illy. That means that's I-L-L-Y. And then you can look up on SoundCloud.com under the Drunken Master. You know what I mean? And you can follow that. You know what I mean? It might be off the phone. It might be off a camera that somebody installed. It don't matter. I'm going to record it, but it's going to sound good. Drunken that. Now, next question.
What's
up,
you know what I'm saying?
Is there any shout-outs you
want to
give out right now?
Yeah, right now, you understand. I'm about to leave to Texas, man, on Sunday. Going to fuck with Fam Life Entertainment, you know what I mean? They probably about to pay me to be drunk, so I might be actually getting the deal now. Finally, after all these bottles, it's going to pay off, so my kidneys is going to get better. So, you know what I mean? We're going to do this to the best of my abilities, man. And I'm going to give a shout-out to my cousin, man, KD, man. You know what I mean? Don't get about my folks in the APTs, man. Well, we going to shoot that, you understand? Run that concurrent, Your Honor.
That's what's up. Is there anything you want to put on blast at this time, no matter what it is or who it is?
Okay, what I got to put on blast right now, man, I'm going to shoot this right now. I appreciate y'all, you know what I mean, let my voice get in here. I'm putting that on blast first. Now, you know what I mean, next off is these old popcorn rappers and everything, man. I'm going to bring this intoxicating lyrics, man, and wipe these niggas off the map, man. Because they ain't talking about nothing. They sounding like somebody else, and they want to be somebody else. But you know what I mean? God gave you two nuts, man. Be yourself, my nigga, man. Take care of those, not nobody else's. You know what I mean? Put that on blast.
That's for sure. And while we got you on the line, is there a positive message you can give to the young upcoming artists right now?
For sure.
Hello?
Okay, but look, anybody asks about your boy Drunken Master, man, y'all got my Gmail, you know what I mean? IllyMan2700@gmail.com, man. Hit your boy up if you want any more information on me, anything. Baby Touche Washington on Facebook. Tap at your boy one time, man. You know what I mean? Get drunk one time, man. Either that, man, I'll take you to Alcohol Anonymous, man. Show you how to do it.
Very crazy. It's all good. It's all over. What's up with it?
I said, I'm not crazy, homeboy. I'm ill. Crazy people take pills because they got to. I take them because I want to.
It's all good. It's all love. I want to ask you, too, if they really did this, like Madman said, if you did wake up and they had this, took away this, like, hip-hop, this music, period, like, what would be the next step for you in your career?
Well, you know what? I'm a goofy person. So I will go to the next thing and making people laugh, because that's what I do when I do my music. I take it seriously, but at the same time, you can giggle about it, man. I might, you know, switch up to a comedian. Other than that, I might be a hoe, one or the other.
He keeping it real. He keeping it real. Right here on Put 'Em On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast radio station.
Put myself on blast on that one.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Hey, what's up? You promote a lot of your music right on Facebook and Twitter. You on Facebook and Twitter?
Hey, man, check this out, man. This is the first year I ain't been on the run. So this internet stuff, that's why I only got a couple of websites for you right now. I'm going to upgrade my game up on that. But you can hit that Facebook and that SoundCloud, man, and check your brother out. If not, man, you can call me direct, nigga, and I'll spit it to you. No pen and pad, no beat, nothing. You can fart and burp, and I'll gas a person. You understand me?
That's good, because like Crazy Mo was saying, a lot of people are going to be looking up to you, and your name is the Drunken Master, so a lot of kids going to think it's cool to get drunk. They don't know this is your personal opinion. This is what you do. You know what I'm saying? So you might have a campaign that you can go around and show people that's what you do. You know what I'm saying? It might not be good for everybody on the planet Earth, but you know what I'm saying? All your people that's down with you, let's roll. You know what I mean? Everybody else, you know what I'm saying? Sit back and just learn. You know what I mean? Like I always tell people, you know what I'm saying? If you don't like it, go to the next nigga. You know, there's a lot of people out there who gonna like it. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I can dig it, but at the same time, you understand, you know what I mean, the number one cause of death is drinking and driving, so it's going to be a lot of people that can relate to my drinking, you understand me? This is right here. It's right cut, man, no bacon soda, no clapper girl, man, you feel me? This is like, you know what I mean, it is what it is, man, it's life. Everybody want to be a gangster rapper and all that. I'm a gangster on my own time. But when it comes to my music, I like to have fun, man, and enjoy myself. And when I'm enjoying myself, I am under the influence. That's the rest of my time, man, Your Honor.
That's a deep one, right there, man. You know, people, they get drunk, man. Come on. Yeah, drinking and driving is serious. A lot of youngsters don't know. You can get life, man, drinking and driving. You can run into somebody, you know what I'm saying? Anything, man, you know. I say, you know, when it comes to drinking and driving, man, drive slow. You know what I mean? And that way you get to your
destination.
You ain't got to speed, you know what I'm saying? You know, don't speed out there. You know what I mean? If you're rich,
friends don't let friends drive drunk.
Man. Yo. You know what I mean? At the same time, don't get me wrong, man. Don't get the interpretation of the Drunken Master, man, misconstituated. You feel me? Wait. I did graduate with 3.8 GPA, man. I am very intelligent on my own, you feel me? But it's due to the simple fact, you know what I mean? It's being an adult and how to handle your liquor, you know what I mean? I don't promote this to the children or nothing, you know what I mean? But at the same time, man, life is going to be life. You know what I mean? It's going to be smokers, it's going to be drinkers, it's going to be addicts. You know what I mean? It's on you to capitalize on what's actually going on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
what's up. What's your drink?
I drink everything. I'm a red strap.
A buffet.
Hey, look, I got Devious from RBO Posse calling me on the other line right now while I'm on the line with y'all on the radio.
That's
following my drunken music. You know what I mean? It ain't just the music. It's something about my voice that people like.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing wrong with it. You know what I'm saying? You can get your big fan base, a lot of females, you know what I'm saying, and whatever. Like the man that's saying, everybody ride with you. And if they ride with you, loyalty, you'll be successful.
I've been there and done that, OG, man. I got a resume. I done did shows with Keith the Sneak, Shelly Cell, Snoop Dogg, Trench from Naughty by Nature, you know what I mean, Mac Dre, man. I got a resume, man. I was just a knucklehead that couldn't stay from behind them bars. But now I done finally got focused, and then I'm going to be really, like, like determined to push this drunken music because it's my own style. I'm not trying to sound like nobody else. Everybody else trying to be Lil Wayne or Drake or 2 Chainz. No, I'm the Illy Man, a.k.a. the Drunken Master. And you know what I mean? Can nobody beat me if I wrote the rap for him?
That's right, be yourself.
See, and we got an interview with Drunken Master Saturday, I do believe, with Drunken Master on Put 'Em On Blast Radio. So you can call in too, man, and you know, see what's good, listen in on the conversation with him, so we can get deeper in and knowing who the Drunken Master really is, so he can really let the people know, and he can gain more fans. You know what I'm saying? Once they get to know who he is as an individual and as an artist. See, right now, they just getting an overview of who he is, just some ins and outs, a little bit of information here and there, which is all right. But once we do the interview with Drunken Master, then everybody will know, you know, who he is, like I said, who he really is. And then we can get into it with him at that point. But right now, you know, like I said, Put 'Em On Blast Radio. Everybody know the call-in number is 347-633-9265. The website address for anybody who want to listen in live, www.blogtalkradio.com/Put 'Em On Blast Radio. If you want an interview or you know anybody want interviews, just email putemonblastradio@gmail.com, putemonblastradio@gmail.com. 1 to 3 tracks. And a picture CD cover, and then we'll promote it everywhere, and it'll be all good. And then, you know, if you know anybody, they can call in to the same number that you call in, which is the radio show number. It's all good, and it's all love. You know, it is what it is. And right now, I'm going to let Miss Kimmy Timone say a few words.
What's up with y'all? What's going on with you, Madman?
What up, Kimmy Timone? What it do? Put them on fire.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good, baby, all the time. What's up with you, Dragon Master? I hear you out there. All right. It's all good. I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. I want to thank everybody for all the support. And like I always tell you, Madman, I thank you for your loyalty, man, and for you know, for everything that you offer to us. And it's a blessing. Very sexy lady. We love you. We got much respect for you. You know what I'm saying?
No,
Shadow Man, always. Amy, you know, they know who it is. And their sponsors, most of all, even the haters, we want to thank y'all, too. But I just want to thank everybody for tuning in, and most of all, keep put God first, and everything else will fall in place. We want to thank you guys so much for tuning in to Put 'Em On Blast Radio. I'm your co-host. Y'all stay blessed and be safe.
That's Miss Kimmy Timone.
Right.
It's all good and it's all love. All the way around, all four corners, all day, every day.
Hey, well, everybody drink safely.
What'd you say?
I said make sure everybody drink safely.
That's right. Everybody drink safely. Drink responsibly too. Don't binge drink. If your body weight is real thin, don't binge drink. See what I'm saying? Because thinner people cannot hold or cannot consume as much alcohol as a person who got more weight on their body. See what I'm saying? And binge drinking is bad anyway, because that's just like a life and death thing. 50-50, you know, you're putting your life on the line, you know. You've been drinking. Some people live, some people don't. Just like taking drugs. Some people live, some people don't. See what I'm saying? So if you do drink, drink to have fun. See what I'm saying? Don't drink to get drunk to start a problem, to start issues where you wind up in jail. Just drink to have fun. See what I'm saying?
Right.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with you getting drunk, toe down, you know, as long as you're having fun and not starting any issues, you know, in a negative way. See what I'm saying? As long as it's in a positive manner, I'm all for it, even though I don't drink like that. You know, I smoke, you know, whatever's whatever. I don't give a damn. But for all the drinkers out there, like Drunken Master say, drink responsibly and drink safely. Be safe. And don't get behind the wheel. If you know you're going to be drinking and you a heavy drinker and you drink every day, all day, when you go out, always bring somebody. Go find a female or something that don't drink that much. Always get you a designated driver. Don't get behind the wheel and then, oh, I got this. I've been doing this for years. My daddy showed me this. And then you driving. But that one time, it only takes that one time for you to drive drunk. And then your eyes blink. And when you drink, your car will fly down. Now you're in the hospital in ICU somewhere. See what I'm saying? Because you overdid it, thinking you had it. See what I'm saying? But it's all good, though. That's why we're saying drink safely. Be, you know, drink responsibly. And if you're young, don't drink. See what I'm saying? Don't drink because everybody else is drinking. See what I'm saying? Live your life. You do have a chance. See what I'm saying? That's my positive message to the kids. You do have a chance in life. Just because your in-laws, your family, your friends, the people in your circle, you know, people have been doing it for years, everybody you know around you doing it, does not mean for you to have to go and drink or consume drugs or whatever. That right there should let you want to be different from everybody else.
Excuse me, man.
Yo.
Hey, man, can I blast something out real quick, OG?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Hey, I'm going to give it to Ron Uncut, man. You know what I mean? I know I'm shooting this Drunken Master stuff and all this crazy stuff that I'm doing. But, you know what I mean? Please don't take this as being no role model or nothing. You know what I mean? Because, you know what I mean? Other, you know what I mean? Kids, you got other opportunities other than being something like I'm being. You know, the thing is, you know what I mean? I happen to find my niche. You know what I mean? I found something I was good at, which is not something good at all, and I'm not promoting it towards the kids, but I'm promoting it towards, you know what I mean, like my entertainment, you know what I mean, criteria, you feel me?
Right.
But at the same time, man, like to the kids, man, you know, all that drinking and following us and all of that, that is not what it is. This is what I'm doing. I'm being myself. To the kids, be yourself. Don't try to follow nobody else, man. Go to school, man, and be yourself. Find yourself. Don't let this drunken music or Young Money or Maybach music influence you on who you're going to be. At the end of the day, you got to look at yourself. You feel me? And I have to shoot that because, you know, man, you would shoot some real from the art stuff, and I had to give it out there because I know a lot of my music, you know what I mean, it leads to, you know what I mean, using drugs or drinking or whatever, you feel me? But I was shooting that to my peers, not to the, you know what I mean, the younger artists.
That's why we're telling the youngsters to, they have a chance and they need to make that change. I'm saying, like you're saying, don't follow after nobody. But like you said, that's you. You learn from your peers, but you're older than they are. See what I'm saying? They have a chance. Since they're the future, they're the ones who have to make the change. Only thing we can do as older people is try to enforce that to help them make that change. But we can't just put a gun to their head and do it, because at the same time, they got to want to make that change. Like P. Diddy said, and I said it in some other interviews, you know what I'm saying? You can't change nobody until you change yourself first. See what I'm saying? You got to change yourself before you can change somebody else. What you saying?
Yeah, I'm confused, man. But then we need all these other rappers that be trying to, you know what I mean, and lead insights to, you know what I mean, give it to the kids just the way we did it. Right now I'm giving it to you raw and uncut. But then at the same time, man, I don't want to promote it to the ones that's under me, because I want the next generation to be better than me, man. You feel me?
Exactly.
And I'm putting that on blast for y'all radio station.
See, and that's why we got to put them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. It's free promotion. It's free promotion to everybody. We don't hate on nobody. Even if you don't like us, we still support you anyway. See what I'm saying? To show you and put it in your face, we not tripping on nothing that you say, no rumors, no lies, no beefs, no nothing that you got going on, because that's not what we about. See what I'm saying? We about having a positive radio station for everybody to come on and have the opportunity to get their music heard. And it's not, you know, some people, they complain, oh, is it mainstream? It's not on the FM dial. Yeah, it will be on the FM dial real soon. Right now, it's worldwide. Our longest range is from the United States all the way to Nigeria. And we got people all the way around the world listening in to put them on Blast
Radio.
You
got to start somewhere, man. Check this out, man. You got to start somewhere. And guarantee you, my mother and them, nigga, I'm going to shoot y'all information to the person that I'm going to in Texas. So, you know, you're going to fan there too, man. I'm giving
you go down there, Texas, Austin, Texas, Houston, Texas, Dallas, Texas, you tell them Crazy Mo Blood being on Raw Dog Music, Kimmy Simone, put them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station, said what's good, because they know us, they love us out there, they know who we is, we got peoples out there, much love to all my family out there, Cognac, you know, my little brother D, you know, my little sister out there, you know, everybody out there, and all the homies, TPT, all y'all out there, King Ptolemy, all y'all out there, Tony, Darren, all you guys out there. I see everybody out there. There's just so many people out there in Texas. You know, it's a shame, but I got love for Texas, too. See what I'm saying? Louisiana,
I'm coming from this side, man. I'm coming from the same side you coming from, man. And you know what I mean? And they loving my retarded self. I ain't going to say no cuss word. I'm going to say self. And you know what I mean? And all I can do is be myself, man. And I told you I'm going to shoot this, put it on blast, because I'm going to put y'all on blast, and I promise you that. I mean, I'm going to blast you out real bad. That means I'm going to really just put it on the song, nigga, to where, nigga, you going to, like, nigga, understand. I appreciate you giving me a little time on y'all air, man. I'm really, you know what I mean, blast one of them songs out for y'all, man. I appreciate y'all. Love that. Y'all giving them Drunken Master, man. You know what I mean? It would have been better with a double shot of Henny or something, but, you know, it's cool. I can deal with it. I'm just fucking with you. But, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
do it just like that, man. And I love y'all positive feedback that y'all shooting to the, you know what I mean, society, man. And y'all keep y'all head up, man. And God bless y'all just as well as you bless me. You understand?
For sure, blessings go, and you be safe, and blessings go out to you and your family and all your loved ones, and you let them know, Crazy Mo Blabino, Kimmy Simone, you know, Madman, UNG Records, you got much love from all of us, you know what I'm saying? You got much love from all of us. That's why it's called Put 'Em on Blast Radio every Thursday night, 9 o'clock p.m., West Coast time, the music industry discussion, and it's all good, and anybody can call in any day of the week and tune in. You can get interviews with us, or you can just listen to the music that we play, or listen to the conversation,
okay,
different things that go on.
What's up on the little airplay on the tracks that you have me Gmail you, boss man?
Yeah, we're going to get into all that on Saturday when we do hit you up with the interview, because we're going to get ready in this show pretty soon anyway. See what I'm saying? It's already over time as it is. That's why I was saying earlier in this conversation that, you know, I let you say what you was going to say, and I was trying to explain to Madman and everybody else out in the world. We're going to have you on Saturday, and we're going to get into more detail on who you are as an individual, so the people who don't know who you are can learn and get to know who you are, and then maybe you can get some more fans and get more people to buy your music and purchase your music and, you know, and get more supporters.
For sure. So, okay.
So
well, I guarantee you, I guarantee you, I'll shoot you that that shout out Saturday. What, you know what I mean? In between 9 and 9:20, and then we can shoot that to, you know what I mean, a further perspective, man. Off top.
That's why. That's what's up. And you got much love from Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em on Blast Radio. And right now, like I said, we're going to get ready to end this show. And, man, I want to thank you for calling in every Thursday. Like always, look with your loyalties. I'm saying you always got much love from Raw Dog Music and Put 'Em on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. Crazy Mo Blabino, Miss Kimmy Simone, we salute you, man. We salute you, Drunken Master. And we can't wait to have you back on the show on Saturday so
right,
we can get into your personal interview.
I got something crazy for you, man. You ready? Look, when it comes to the music industry, y'all, if it ended tomorrow, point blank, get your money together and save your dollars right now and invest it correctly so you'll be okay for the future. Number two, in the drinking game, learn what the drinking is about. This is your temple. You started off drinking water, and then you went to wine. Wine comes from grapes and stuff like that, fruit. You make wine. Learn how to drink. You're watching a Raider game at the house with the homies, you get drunk. You don't need to drink at the park sitting in the car. That's how one time roll up on you and get you. Keep it straight gangster. You know what I'm saying? Learn the drinking games. It's rules in this game, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So, with that being said, make it short and funky. It's Madman. Hit me up, Facebook, UNG Radio Station. Hit me up, Twitter, UNG Radio Station. Shout out Crazy Mo, Jimmy Simone, the homie Big Homie Drunken Mad, you know what I'm saying? We in this bad boy. 2013, everybody go out there and support. Have a safe trip to Texas, Big Homie. Put them on blast in the building.
That's what's up. You be safe on your trip out there, Drunken Masters, you know what I'm saying? Just be safe. And everybody out there in the world that's listening, be safe. Stop the violence. We all need to come together as one. We need unity, and we all need to unite. And we all need to support our local artists, no matter where you are on the planet. Support the local artists. And we got much love. And all you supporters, all you fans, we just love you to death. Please keep calling in. Put them on Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And we're going to end this with Warren G. Having Things right here on Put Them On Blast Radio, your number one West Coast hood radio station. And we out.
My check, time for me to make death connect with the so-so deaf so I can make my collect. Private jet in motion, over the ocean, touchdown jungle airstrip, CDs to flip, feds having a cab. I gotta stay on the down low for now. Am I living foul? Fuck that, I'm living fat. I got the track, non-cheat, and they got
the type of niggas to play again and come up all ass out. I'm the type to say fuck that and go cash out. All glassed out with a cat of the bitch, screaming nigga, I ain't having that shit. I represent niggas that love the ball. Still be trapping and only drink out of the bottle with the gold wrapping. If it's gonna happen, I'm the one to make it go down. Cool JD, how you like me now? I keep
having things.
They don't like this, so I'ma spice this. ATL, Long Beach, Decatur. We've been doing this for years for you paper haters. When the beach turned out fresh, that's an 84. When JD was popping in Houdini's videos, me and Nate was serving on the east side for sure. Been in the game for a minute, got a minute to go. What?
Having things, having things, having things.